Welcome to Fort Washington Vikings basketball here on WDW Washington. I'm Chris Bean alongside Adam Jackson. I'm bringing you coverage between another edition of Fort Washington Vikings basketball here on WDOT Fort Washington. Fort Washington will be playing against the East Meadow Jets here. They will be wearing their blue road uniforms trimmed in white, and East Meadow will be wearing their white home uniforms trimmed in blue and in yellow.
So Fort Washington, as everyone in Port knows, they come in on a 9-game win streak here into this matchup against the Jets. And the Jets, they're currently 5-13 on the season, not having the best of starts for them, and they're 2-9 in the conference as they take on both of these teams, their final regular season matches of the season. So it'll be Lewis Blakeman for the Vikings taking the tip and gets it to Mark Daly.
Well, Daly immediately to Sonikar. Sonikar in left wing to Spear. Spear looks around, gets blocked, and here comes East Meadow. Bringing it up is Sultan Mizra. Mizra kicks to Lanza. Lanza to Forler. Forler, a three, and it's immediately a 3-0 lead for the home team.
So Chris Forler has that shot working early on. Let's see if he can keep it up against this tough Vikings defense as they have been of late.
And Spear at the top of the key, right to Bellini. Bellini drives on Mizra, puts on the brakes, finds Daly. Daly to Sonnenklar, dribbles right, and inside Daly. Daly makes a little move there, unfortunate bounce, and a miss. However, an offensive rebound from Port keeps the possession alive. It's Daly in the left corner, coming out, puts up a shot. No good. Rebound from Lanza, and here comes Ushetta.
Daly's just forcing a little too much right now. He's made some nice moves, just got to get the finish to go, and he's been drawing that contact, just can't get the foul. And it's going to be a tough night if that keeps happening. So look for him to make some adjustments as the game moves along.
Mizra on Blakeman, the corner. Jump shot taken. Williams unsuccessful on that. Here comes Daly.
Nilo Williams was an offensive force in these teams' last matchup, but he was a defensive force. He almost steals the ball from Mark Daly right there. He had 7 steals in the last time these two teams met.
Daly and Blakeman blocked away by Prunty. However, kept alive by the Vikings. It's Sonnenklar. To Daly. And back to Bellini. Bellini stops. Uses the pivot foot well and forgets it to Daly to Spear. Down to Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar fires from beyond the arc. No good. Rebound from Blakeman, who puts it up and in for the easy layup.
Yeah, I don't know why there was no East Meadow men on the boards right there, but it was an easy layup for Lewis Blakeman off the wide three by Harris Sonnenklar.
Forler looking for a screen on Sonnenklar, doesn't have it. Instead, stops and gets it to Prunty. Prunty works inside, back outside. Forler. Forler, a corner three. No good on that one, so he's 1-for-2 from beyond the arc today. Bellini pushing the pace for the Vikings. Comes inside, dishes to Blakeman. Blakeman loses possession, stolen away by Forler, who dishes to Lanza, and up comes the Jets. Stretch pass, it's Williams. Williams jump shot, no good. Rebound from Daly. Daly drops for Spear and Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar testing his range from beyond the arc. A bit too much on that one, but it's kept alive again. Port really dominating the rebounds right now.
Yeah, I see them dominating the rebounds. I just don't see them proficient on the fast breaks as they have been in this 9-game win streak. Look for them to kind of fix that, hopefully, soon, as they're kind of throwing the ball around at this point and really making some ill-advised passes.
Daly from three-point land got that one to go. Port takes their first lead of the match. It's 5-3.
And that was such a nice three right there. Had a good arc on it and right through the bottom of the net there for Mark Daly. And look for him to make more of those shots as the game goes along because he is a great shooter from three-point line.
Mizra drives, and nice shot there. Falls for him. 5-5.
Mizra, big physical body inside and great little fadeaway, little floater there, and gets it on. And Port will remain with possession as Spear passed it off. It looked like Mizra right there. It's going to be Mark Daly taking out from the left block with 4:47 to go in this game. It is 5-5 tie score. 4:40 in the first quarter, excuse me.
Daly, another chance from beyond the arc. Bit to the right, rebound from Lanza. And now Mizra. Mizra back to Forler, guarded by Sonnenklar. Forler gets a screen from Prunty, and they're going to find Mizra. Mizra looking to make a play on Blakeman. Finds Williams. Williams comes inside. Back outside. It's Lanza. Lanza from beyond the arc. That one, no good. Here comes Bellini. Drives inside. The layup No good. Offensive board from Blakeman, and it's 2 more points for the Vikings.
Well, Lewis Blakeman is just dominating those offensive boards today, and he out-rebounded 2 East Meadow defenders right there to get that point. And a nice little finish for Lewis Blakeman. I know he's been working on finishing inside the paint, and he did it right there for 2 points.
Forler and Williams. Williams for 3 off the rim. No good. Daly. Pass to Bellini. Bellini, Sonniclar. Sonniclar from 3-point land. No good. A lot of threes been taken so far, Adam.
Yeah, a lot of threes, especially for Harris Sonniclar. 0 for 3 as Sultan Mizzle goes down the court and makes a left-handed little floater there for the Jets as they tie the score 7-7 with 3:23 to go. But Vikings are going to need to increase their high-percentage shots right now in order to outdo this East Meadow defense.
Here for the triple. Another miss for the Vikings. Sonniclar with the offensive rebound. Nice pass to find Blakeman. Blakeman works his way inside. Foul will be called, and he'll head to one.
So with 3:13 to go in the first quarter, tie game, all knotted up at 7 here for the two contestants, the East Meadow Jets and the Vikings of Port Washington, Paul D. Schreiber High School. We are here on WDOT Port Washington as Lewis Blakeman set to take his first from the charity stripe.
A swish on Blakeman's first attempt, looking to extend it to a 2-point lead.
Blakeman up to 5 points on the night.
A bounce off the rim, and that one short. It's Mizra. Rarely see Blakeman at the top of the key guarding a defender, but that's where he is right now.
Well, Mizra's the biggest guy in the court. As Williams takes a 3, doesn't make it. Rebound by the Vikings.
And Harris Sonniclar getting another rebound. Daly to Bellini. Bellini, the triple, in and out. Rebound from Spear. Spear with a little jump shot. More of just a layup. He gets fouled there. And a nice offensive hustle from Spear, and he'll head to the line.
And you know what? The Vikings are not making their 3-pointers right now. They have only made 1 out of 5 shots on the night, but the rebound's definitely working for him as Spear just outworking the defense right now and made 3 rebounds there and eventually got the foul on that one.
First off for Spears falls. Matt Schmitz comes into the game in place of Lewis Blakeman.
So Blakeman, that's usually when he gets subbed out about you know, a little more than halfway through the first quarter. Now 2:44 left in the first, 9-7 Port. Spear takes his second free throws and makes it there. So 10-7 lead for Port. As now Forler is bringing it out for East Meadow, gets it into Williams, who's guarded tightly by John Bellini.
Well, the press for the Vikings backs off, and Williams crosses the timeline. It's Lanza driving back outside Mizra and Forler. Forler stops. They're going to call a walk on him, and it'll be Vikings ball.
Yeah, I think he dragged that pivot foot right there a little bit too far, and they're going to call that with 2:31 to go in the first. Harris Sonnenklar brings it up for the Vikings over the timeline.
Well, Daly. For Bellini and Schmitz. Schmitz to Sonniclar in the corner. Sonniclar brings it back out. Instead finds Spear on the baseline. The pass to Schmitz. He's fouled. And that was some nice court vision there by Spear to find the open man.
Yeah, great inside ball movement there by the Vikings. And they're trying to spread out this 2-3 zone and doing an effective job. I think they just need a little bit more of a threat on the 3-pointers right now in order to really spread out this defense and take a real advantage in this matchup. So 2:15 to go in the first. Schmitz from the charity stripe for his first shot.
Nice shot. Oh, nice one there, falls. And out of the game comes Harris Sonniclar in replace of Brandon Kasla.
So Sonniclar has had a tough first few minutes, but look for him to change it around pretty quickly.
And Harris is a really good player. I expect him to get back to his A game.
And there goes Schmitz with another free throw. So 12-7 Vikings lead by 5. As Mizra dribbling on Daly here in the backcourt for the Jets.
And just elaborating more about Sonniclar. Not a great, shots just aren't falling him for him right now, but he's still playing a great game on the rebounds. Not the tallest guy, but with a lot of heart right now. So I just think it's a matter of time before shots fall for him. It's a travel against Lanza, and Daly will inbound to Bellini.
Yeah, Lanza just tried to post up on Bellini and Daly right there, not getting anything. Daly stretched past to Schmitz in the corner, but they'll get it out to Daly at the top of the key.
Kaslo thought about a 3, instead finds Daly back to Kaslo. Kaslo decides to take it now. No good. Rebound from Crunty.
And East Meadow finally gets a roll there on the rebounds, and they'll pick up a nice one there from Prutney.
Boiler to Prunty. And Mizra. Mizra taking his time here with 1:20 remaining in this first quarter. It's a 12-7 Viking lead. Lanza comes inside. They're going to call a foul.
Looks to be on Ben Spear. We'll get the exact call here. And it will be on Brandon Caslow, in fact. So first foul against the Vikings. And the Jets will be shooting two for the first time. It'll be Lanza at the charity stripe, trying to decrease this five-point deficit to maybe a one-possession game.
Lanza with an awkward shooting form on his first shot.
Can't get that one to go. Lanza right now sitting around 5 points per game on the season.
But a second one falls, and Staley brings it across, and Schmitz. Schmitz back to Daly. Daly, nice pass for Spear inside, loses possession, but it will remain Viking ball.
Yeah, it appeared to go off of Mizra right there, and great little snake eyes pass there for Mark Daly. He appeared to pass it to John Bellini out on the wing, but ended up passing it to Ben Spear on the inside as Brandon Caslow gets it into Bellini.
Bellini back to Caslow. Caslow to Daly. Daly, the triple. High bounce off the rim and in.
I cannot believe that went in. That bounce off the front of the rim, then the backboard, and then back into this basket. The threes are just not really falling straight for either team right now, Chris.
But Daly with a nice make there. 15-10, East Meadow gets a score, and with 36 remaining in this quarter, it's Daly. Daly drives back outside. It's Caslow. Caslow comes in, dishes back to Daly. Daly now comes inside and gets that 1-2 go in. Nice move for Mark Daly.
Daly up to 8 points on the day. Williams now pushing the pace for the Jets on the other end.
Lanza with 16 seconds gets it to Mizra.
Shot clock is off right now as Mizra dribbling around the East Meadow Jet logo here with 9 seconds to go.
Taking his time. Mizra gets a screen from Prunty. Takes a three-point shot off the rim. Rebound from Caslow. Caslow to Spear, and Spear won't even attempt the shot. At the end of the quarter, it's a 17-10 Viking lead, and a good offensive scoring for the Vikings. 17 points in this opening quarter, but it could have been a lot more if those threes had fallen. But the offensive rebounds from the Vikings are the reason why the Vikings have scored these 17 points.
Yeah, Chris, the reason they have they're up by seven right now, I definitely say, is their rebounding abilities. And it's just been a tough night for both teams from the three line, as this rim just doesn't seem to be complying with a lot of those shots, as it's kind of knocking them away.
And it does seem like a very stiff rim.
Yeah, it does seem like a very unusually stiff rim right now. So maybe look to see the Vikings and the Jets adjust some of their shots, adjust some of their shot selection to accommodate for that. But again, as you said, the rebounds are really the difference for Ford. And also, their 2-3 defense holding East Meadow to 10 points just in this first quarter has been very impressive. So look for them to keep with that 2-3 defense as the game goes on. And look for them to force East Meadow to take some of those threes, as they know they're not making them right now. So as the second quarter starts, it'll be Lewis Blakeman back into the game, Harris Sonnenklar back into the game. John Bellini, Mark Daly, and Matt Schmitz will stay in for the Vikings. For the East Meadow Jets, will be Mizra, Prunty, Forler, Williams, and Lanza. So the same five for East Meadow that started this game remain in the second quarter. We start here 8 minutes to go in this half. It'll be Nilo Williams in backcourt, giving it to Dean Lanza. He crossed the timeline.
Well, Forler.
Forler, excuse me.
Guarded tightly by Sonnenklar. Looks to make a play. Gets it to Lanza. Lanza, top of the key, three. Rebound from Daly. Daly to pass to Blakeman. Blakeman, the layup's good.
Lewis Blakeman up to 7 points on the day there, and nice fast break abilities. That's what we've seen for the Vikings down the stretch, and they're up 19-10 over the Jets here. 7:30 remaining in the half.
Well, it's Forler. Nice even from Sonnenklar. Prunty. And Mizra. Looking for a screen. Instead, passes to Williams. Williams screens up by Prunty to the left of Bellini. And pass to Lanza. Lanza drives inside, blocks, but they're going to call that a foul.
And I didn't really see, I mean, we're kind of far away here, Chris, but I didn't really see any contact there. I saw the all ball there on the Lewis-Blakeman block, but 21 will foul 21 on the opposite end, so it'll be two more shots for Lanza to try to get his point total up to 3 potentially, and this lead for the Vikings down to 7.
Count the first one.
So 8-point lead now for the Vikings. Lanza try to make it 7 with this one. Here, 7:10 left in the half.
No good on the second shot, and it's Sonicar bringing it up. Pass to Blakeman. Blakeman, he gets blocked by Lanza. Here comes East Meadow. Williams around to Lanza. Pass to Forler. Forler, Mizra. Mizra, the tray. Nothing but net. Timeout will be taken.
So, Sultan Mizra up to 7 points on the day, and he is currently has 18.6 points per game, even on the struggling Jet team. He's scoring pretty proficiently, and he is 17th in the county currently. But one name we did not see that actually scored quite a lot for the Jets earlier on in the season is Harry Nicholson, and I believe he is out with injury. So, the Jets, unfortunate loss for them. But,
looks like a sprained wrist.
But, Without Nicholson, they've had to rely a little more on Mizra and Williams and the like. And right now, only down 5 to the Red Hot Vikings. So I'd say in the best position they are in today, definitely resurging back in the second quarter as Bellini brings it over the timeline for the Vikes.
Sonnenklar to Daly and Spear. Sonnenklar. Nice pass. Spear almost lost it there. Instead, it's Sonnenklar for 3, front off the end of the rim, but it's Spear picking up the rebound and laying it in.
And these Sonnenklar missed threes are almost like assists for him, as Ben Spear seems to always be on that glass, ready to pick it up and put it in. So now 21-14, Vikings lead by 7.
They're going to call a foul
on the floor on Mark Daly. So his first, team third in this first half. So it'll be a foul on the floor. So Forler will take it out from near side, near the fans. And Blakeman almost steals it away from Mizra.
He gets back just in time before Mizra could drive to the hoop. Pass to Forler. Sonicar all over him. And a pass, Prunty and Lanza. Lanza on the right wing. Inside pass, Forler missed the layup but got wide open.
He was wide open underneath the basket. Sonnenklar gets it on the fast break. Gets it to Daly.
And a pass out of bounds by Blakeman, who's upset with himself.
So 5:44 remaining in this first half. 21-14 Vikings lead over the East Meadow Jets here at East Meadow High School. As Sultan Mizra brings it up against Blakeman, who is out of his natural comfort zone in the post, usually defending. And as Mizra tries to shake and bake on him.
Well, it's Forler and Lanza. Daly, screen shot by Prunty. Cross court pass to Williams. Williams comes inside. Nice strip from Bellini. And he's a fast break here. Bellini puts it up. Misses the layup. Rebound from Blakeman. Blakeman, and that's 2 more for the visitors.
So Lewis Blakeman up to 9 points on the day, and he currently leads all scorers on the floor.
Pass from Lanza, stolen away by Blakeman. He drops it for Spear. Spear to Daly. Daly drives inside, lost possession, but kept alive by Sonnenklar. Great hustle to keep the play alive. Finds Spear. Spear gets fouled.
And I love the little hezzy move by Spear, but it was all courtesy on that one to Harris Sonnenklar for allowing Spear to pick up that foul because he hustled to the ball as the rebound was going out. And great hustle by Harris Sonnenklar, kind of the unsung play right there. Of that sequence, as Spear currently at 4 points looks to pick up 2 more and increase his Vikings lead.
Spear's first one off the rim and out.
So 23-14 Vikings lead by 9 here, 4:52 to go in the first half. Spear incoming his second shot.
And poor luck, misses both.
That rim is very tough tonight, and I just see it kind of clanging off it constantly, and for both teams, too.
It's Lanza to Forler and Mizra. And still, With 4:38, East Meadows coach Bobby Kopp has yet to make a substitution. And why would you think? Why would you say that, Adam, as Bellini gets two more for the Vikes?
I just think he trusts his players, and he really doesn't. They don't really have that much depth. They only have four guys on the bench currently, especially with that injury to Harry.
I mean, the Vikings only have five.
But the Vikings have more depth because they have more players who can be interchanged in the offense. As with East Meadow, I think these are the guys that are going to score. And if you're going to win the game, you're going to need these guys to play well. And if they don't, you really got no chance.
Williams for three. That's a far shot off the rim. Sonnenklar drives inside. Dish to Blakeman. Blakeman never got clean possession of it. And it's going to be...
It's going to be Vikings ball there, as I thought it was off Blakeman,
so
as he made the final effort, but it's going to be Mark Daly from the right block, right baseline, excuse me, taking it out with 3:51 to go in the half, up by 11, gets into Blakeman.
Spear, back to Daly. Daly beyond the arc. Doesn't fall.
It'll now be Mizer on the rebound. He'll get it for East Meadow, trying to decrease this deficit to single digits.
Mizer airballed that one, and that was just a terrible shot selection. Daly finds Bellini. Sonnenklar, nice dish. It's Blakeman. Blakeman back to Spear. Spear drives inside, left-hand layup, fouled again.
So Spear knows exactly what he's doing getting those fouls, so he missed both his free throws last time out. Looks to improve this time out, making two, try to get this lead up to 13. So from the charity stripe goes Spear. There's a nice bit of passing by the Vikings, and over this entire win streak, we've seen that passing get better and better each game.
Spear's first one falls. Looking to come into the game is Chris Bradbury, making his first appearance today.
So Bradbury not going to get in quite yet, as the ref tells him to back up to the bench as Spear takes his second shot.
Spear misses that one, and it's Mizra. Mizra with the bounce pass to Lanza. Lanza Williams chucks up a three, and that one is good.
So Williams, his first 3 points of the game, and that'll cut the deficit to 9, 26-17, Vikings lead.
Daly to Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar, and that one falls from beyond the arc. Cold-blooded shot there.
So now that you think that breaks him out of his cold streak right there as he finally makes a three, his first one in five attempts. So Sonnenklar, look for him to get hot. As the rest of the second quarter commences, we've got 2:45 left in the half.
And I think one of the major things here is that if you hit the rim, you're most likely going to miss.
Exactly.
I mean, we saw Daly's initial three-pointer with a high bounce off the rim. That was one of the rare exceptions. But, I mean, that was, other than that, all the other shots off the rim were misses. Daly with a shot, another one from three.
So Daly up to 11 points on the day. He now leads all scorers ahead of Lewis Blakeman, who's defending Sultan Mizra, as he now with 2:09 to go here in the half, as another three falls for Daly.
Mizra, another air ball from him. While Daly's making threes, Mizra's airballing. Sonnenklar comes out, and it is Chris Bradbury taking his spot on the court.
So Vikings lead 32-19 currently. And before that Daly three, it was Prutney for the East Meadow Jets, who made a nice layup on the other end.
Blakeman with a nice move to catch the ball over Mizra and lay it in for two.
It'll be a timeout by the Jets. Coach Bobby Kopp calling it there. Now down 34-19, so down by 15 with 1:52 to go in the half. Vikings look to keep pressing on the gas in this game and secure their 10th win in a row. But as we know in the conference, no win is safe until that final horn blows. So the Vikings are going to still have to play their physical style of game, their fast-paced style of game, pick up those steals. And what we've seen, I think, differently in this second quarter than we did in the first, the Vikings were taking worse shot. Their shot quality was definitely worse in the first quarter. That has improved. However, for the Jets, their shot quality has kind of actually gotten worse,
yeah.
even worse than it was in the first. And it wasn't it's not easy to go from worse to even worser, but they really did right there. As they've only scored 9 points now in this second quarter. They scored 10 in the first, and the Vikings scored 17 in the first, and they score 17 with 1:52 to go in the half up to this point. So for the Vikings, it'll be Blakeman, Daly, Bellini, Spear, and Bradbury, as we saw them as we left the court, saw that lineup. And for the Jets, looks to be the same usual suspects: Lanza, Prutney, Mizra, Williams, and Porler. So no subs yet for Coach Kopp, even after the timeout.
It would be very shocking to see them play the entire half, but it's looking like that's what's going to happen. I don't believe we've seen that all year, where the same five players have stayed in for the entire half. For Washington, obviously, for any team in this conference or any game we've been at, is with Blakeman a steal. Daly drives inside, doesn't get the shot off, stepped out of bounds instead, and it'll be East Meadow ball.
I don't believe that. I don't think Daly was out of bounds there, but just to mention, another steal on the defensive end for Lewis Blakeman. He's got three steals today, a lot of rebounds to pair, and 11 points for him to pair. So he's having a great game right now, and on pace to set a career high in points.
I'd say him and Sonicar are most notable, and Spear are the most notable on the defensive line, on defensive end for rebounding so far today. Off Crunty, and the Viking ball.
So it's 1:08 to go in the half. Still 34-19, Vikings lead. So it's John Bellini for the Vikings at the point guard position, bringing it over the timeline. Seeing a little bit more of a quiet game from Bellini. Still obviously a presence on the defensive end, but only 2 points to go for him in the half.
Bradbury, inside pass, Spear.
It's going to be a foul on, I think it's going to be defensive 3 seconds on Blakeman.
Right.
And Coach Dooley was yelling at Blakeman to get out of the paint. He just didn't,
and he just has to be Vikings. And he just has to be smarter there. Know where he is at all times. Definitely a correctable error, but still just a lapse of judgment there. It's Mizra. Shot, he's fouled, a push.
And it's going to be another foul on Blakeman, his second, with 32 seconds remaining in the half. So Mizra trying to decrease the deficit from 15, maybe to 13, with two opportunities here from the charity stripe. Mizra currently has 7 points on the day.
And wow, we're looking to see a substitution upon the closure of the half from the Jets. Coming into the game,
as Mizra makes that one,
is Wolf Magnum. And another substitution, Bradbury is out in the place of Matt Schmidt. So
and
the first substitution
Blakeman
is made for Kopp.
Blakeman is also out for Harris Sonnenklar.
Well, more like Bradbury for Sonnenklar and Schmidt for Blakeman.
Exactly.
But we know what happened. Another substitution, it's Ryan Whitehurst in replace of Mizra.
So as Mizra makes another one, so 21-34. Vikings, now the shot clock is off. 35-second shot clock in New York high school basketball, 32 seconds. The shot clock is off as Daly brings it over the timeline, and he'll look to dribble it out until he absolutely has to go for the rim. Vikings look to set up a little play here to finish the half off on a high note.
Daly just dribbling, watching the clock.
13 seconds, ticking down probably. We'll start with 10, so here we go.
Bellini, screen set by Schmidt. Gets it to Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar, nice pass inside. Spear, that's two for Port, and they don't even have time to inbound it. At the end of the half, it's a 36-21 lead. The Vikings up 15 with still another half remaining.
So up by 15 with a half remaining. Vikings looking good in their position. And obviously, just to mention, they do not have star forward Joe Malconian tonight. He is out with a hip injury on both his hips.
We saw that at the end of last game.
Actually, that was before last game. I was talking to him this afternoon, and he told me that that injury actually occurred before the game. It was courtesy to him that Coach Dooley allowed him to get in the season.
All right,
game
ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna have a nice performance by our East Meadow Rockettes.
And, you know, he just got in for a few minutes there, and then he came right back out. He had no points in the senior game, and obviously won't be able to.
And that's why he came
this
out.
Game.
So they let him start
exactly. They let him start just because it was senior night. Gave him the courtesy there. but brought him right back out, and he hopes to maybe be available for that first playoff game, but no guarantees, as he's put an ice on that, obviously trying to rehab it in some PT kind of fashion, but it's going to be kind of a tough situation if they don't have him for that first playoff game.
I mean,
for the Vikings,
Port Washington, if this game goes the way it has been going, with their 15-point lead at halftime, if it stays the same and if the Vikings are able to pull away, they will have a home playoff game, and they will not play an extremely tough opponent such as Baldwin or Uniondale, at least in that first round. So, I mean, we could hope at least that Melkonian would be back for that game, but it wouldn't be the complete end of the world, as they'd be more likely looking to play a team like Long Beach in that opening round, which will be Wednesday, 12 o'clock.
Exactly. Next Wednesday,
next
not
Wednesday,
this coming
correct,
Wednesday.
Correct.
Wednesday over break, if anyone is available to our listeners. But without Melkonian, this team is a different team. I got to be honest. Ever since the start of this 9-game win streak, as it currently is, they've had Joe Melkonian. And before that win streak started, he was out. So he's been kind of the catalyst for this Vikings offense and defense, rebounding, being an assist man, and not maybe scoring a lot of points, but being a facilitator in other areas of the game.
Especially with his offensive rebound. He's a really good rebounder, a good hustler. Kind of reminds me of Caslow, but gets more rebounds. But the same, like, hustle as Brandon Caslow.
Exactly. So just to give you a little first half stat recap, Mark Daly with 11 points for the Vikings. Lewis Blakeman also with 11 points. Ben Spear has 7 points for the Jets. Sultan Misra has 9 points. And Chris Forler currently has 3 points. So that'll do it for the first half action here on WDOT Fort Washington. Fort Boys Varsity Basketball. The Vikings lead against the East Meadow Jets, 36-21.
Welcome back to Fort Washington Varsity Basketball here on WDOT Fort Washington. I'm Chris Bean alongside Adam Jackman. Once again here at the start of this second half, it's a 36-21 Viking lead, and it's Fort with the ball. Immediately deflected, kept alive by Lando, gives it right to Blakeman. Blakeman lays it in with the right hand.
And Blakeman just getting all these opportunities, so now he's up to 13 points on the day. And kind of a lucky opportunity there, but at least he finished there in the paint, and a nice little lay-in. Still waiting on that dunk, though.
We're still waiting to see that.
That
at some point this year. This should be the perfect game to do it, as he's gotten a lot of opportunities underneath the hoop. Off turnovers. Speaking of turnovers, here's another one. Daly pushing the pace. Comes inside, right-hand layup, and that's 40 on the day for the Port Washington Vikings.
So 40-21, leading by 19 here as Mizra brings it up on the left side. So Daly up to 13. And it looks like Lewis Blakeman and Mark Daly a little bit of scoring competition right now, even though they don't even know it.
Daly against Lanza. More like Lanza against Daly. Lanza's shot trickles in after a couple bounces off the rim.
So Lanza up to 4 points on the day as Spear brings it up to the left wing for the Vikings.
Sonnenklar looks around to Blakeman. Blakeman back to Daly, and Blakeman again. Takes his time. Dishes to Bellini, who gets it across to Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar wide open to Daly. The three-pointer rebound from Misra. And that was a nice pass from Sonnenklar to find the open three-point specialist, Mark Daly. Good court vision. And I wouldn't even say court vision, but just a smart offensive play. As another air ball from Misra and another pass, another assist from, I believe that was Bellini. And two more for the Vikings.
That's Daly right there, up to 15 on the day. 6:10 remaining in the third quarter for the Vikings. They lead by 19, 42-23. It's Blakeman, fourth steal of the day. He's coming down the court.
Blakeman lost possession, keeps it alive. Nice pass, and it's Daly getting fouled. And he will head to the free throw line.
So Blakeman almost lost it. I was wondering if he was trying to go behind the back on that one right there.
No, he wouldn't do that. I would doubt that. But
I mean, he was doing something trying to get by the defender. And
I think he just lost
miscue.
Possession. I was surprised he didn't pass the ball immediately. Or maybe not immediately, but before then he did. Daly's first shot from the line is good. But an odd play. But nonetheless, Mark Daly looking to get those 2 points. He already has one of them. Second shot is right now.
So Vikings up by 20. Daly makes it 21. 17 points on the day for number 23, Mark Daly.
Forler. Guarded by Sonnenklar. The pass to Williams. Bellini, number 10, guarding him. Another steal. It's Sonnenklar this time. Sonnenklar pass Daly from the left block. Left wide open. Timeout will be taken by Coach Bobby Kopp of East Meadow.
So Mark Daly has 19 points currently right now, and he's on a scoring tear in this third quarter. He has scored he has scored 8 points in this third quarter, and we are not even 4 minutes through, or 3 minutes through this first quarter. We're only about 2 minutes and 15 seconds through this first quarter, and he scored eight points in that amount of time. So definitely a great little scoring burst for Mark Daly, and the Vikings finding Mark Daly based on the steals they've gotten. And it kind of looks like the first half of that Westbury Vikings game did. What Westbury was stealing it away from the Vikings, but now the Vikings are doing the stealing in this one against the Jets. So 46-23, Vikings lead by 23 with 5:44 remaining in the third quarter. As for the Vikings, it'll be Blakeman, Sonnenklar, Daly, Bellini, and Spear. For the Jets, will be the usual suspects of Forler, Lanza, Prutney, Mizra, and Williams.
Well, it's Lanza, bringing it across, guarded by Daly. Prunty moves out of the post. Lanza drops to Forler, screen set by Prunty. Forler. Deep three, Mizra. Sold to Mizra, my goodness. A deep three, and nothing but net.
So up to 12 points for Mizra. As now Spear getting trapped in the corner, gets out to Bellini.
And the 12 points for Mizra, quite impressive, but you have to remember, he's taken a lot of shots as a pass stolen away. It is secured by Mizra here. I believe he's at least three air balls today, but he is the leading scorer for the Jets. Forler, cross-court pass to Williams. He gives it to Mizra. Mizra to Lanza. Lanza drives, spins around, puts up a shot, offensive rebound, and Dean Lanza with a nice move and gets his own rebound.
But
he still was able to get the offensive rebound. And then
I mean, the rebound was nice, but that was a blatant travel. I'm surprised the refs did not see that, as the Vikings will resume possession as it was tapped out of bounds by the Jets as Daly gets him into Spear. Spear on the layup, can't get it to fall. So it'll be East Meadow down on the other end. Mizra now pushing the pace.
It's Lanza, guarded by Daly. Lanza, another spin, screen set by Prunty. Blocked by Spear. Daly gets the ball. It's a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Daly, dish to Blakeman. Blakeman with the right hand lays it in, and it's been back to a 20-point Viking lead.
Blakeman up to 15 points on the day. That matches his career high, I believe.
Brandon Caswell looking to come into the game for the visitors. And Daly, I believe, is career high 30, right? What's he sitting at?
Career high 30, sitting at 19, so
there's still a lot of time.
Potentially on pace, but he might come out early in this one.
Williams from beyond the arc to Trey Freese Meadow. Pass is stolen away by the Jets, and it's Forler. Williams calling for it. Mizra got Blakeman to jump. Jump shot taken. And a nice shot from Mizra. Timeout will be taken by Coach Dooley.
So now, right now, it is 46-33. 48-33, excuse me. And right now, the Jets were down 46-23 earlier in this one, and they have gone on a 10-2 run in the past 2 minutes. So East Meadow kind of turning their fortune, and now they're only down 13 with 3:36 to go. This is definitely a closer game now as Caslow comes in for the Vikings in place of, I believe, Harris Sonnenklar. So it'll be the Vikings now inbounding it in their own baseline as a little bit of a scoring stunt for the Vikings here. Look to get back on track with this possession. As Bellini brings it in, and it's going to be the point guard, Daly, bringing over the timeline for the Vikings.
Daly with the pass rightward to Caslow. It's Spear in the corner. Aaron pass gets the loose ball caused by the initial pass. Kind of nullifying that. Caswell on the wing. Daly drops for Blakeman. Inside pass. Spear loses it, or maybe never even had possession of it. But nonetheless, it's Forler dropping for Mizra. It deflects off Blakeman. Mizra. Nice defensive call by Daly, alerting Blakeman to not take a foul. Mizra for three, and that's at least his fourth air ball now.
Yeah, so Mizra with the air ball there, and Blakeman will now come out of the game for Matt Schmitz. So 2:44 left in the half. Daly bringing over the timeline. Vikings want to get to 50 right here. Maybe with this possession they can.
Schmitz for Daly. Back to Schmitz. Schmitz to Caswell. Caswell goes around, finds an open Daly for three off the rim. That would have been 51. Instead, it's Forler. Forler drives inside, looks for Duncan, takes a shot, multiple bounces off the rim, and it eventually goes through the hoop.
And don't look now, the Jets only trail by 11, should be on the board. They haven't changed that score, or maybe. I guess it's 13 with 2:01 to go. So 48-35 Vikings lead, 2:01 to go here in the third quarter as Daly brings it in to Matt Schmitz who gives it to Caswell.
Spear pass to Bellini, looking for 51. No good on the three. Forler now with 1:50 remaining in this third quarter. Inside, it's Prundy. Prundy shot short. And a nice rebound from Spear. Here comes Daly, drives inside, gets fouled and finishes. Mark Daly with a chance for a three-point play.
And that puts Mark Daly over 20, and that puts the Vikings over 50.
Well, at 50, conditional upon the shot.
So, Vikings will be at 50. They're up by 15 now. 1:40 to go in the third quarter. And Daly has 21 now. Opportunity for 22 with this shot.
Daly's shot. A swish.
So, just got to score 8 more for his career high here tonight in East Meadow, New York, as Dean Lanza bringing it up for the Jets.
Pass to Williams out of his hands, and it'll be Viking ball.
So now be Bellini from the corner, and he's going to get it into Daly with 1:30 remaining here in the quarter.
Daly, Caswell in the corner, Spear bodies way inside, back outside is Schmitz. Schmitz delivers the Spear, pass for Daly. Daly drives left, the nice pass blocked by Lanza.
What a great pass by Mark Daly facilitating that as East Meadow goes on a fast break.
Williams for three. They call a foul.
So it'll be Schmitz, and that'll be a foul on the shot. So Nilo Williams will be shooting three from the line here. You don't see that too often in high school basketball, but it will come right here. Obviously, that's how, in the NBA and college, a lot of guys score those points on the three-point fouls. Just doesn't happen that often in high school. Williams will miss the first one there. So only a possibility for two. As the Jets trail 51-35, down by 16. 1:09 to go in the third. Williams again off that rim, and you can hear the clank, as we've been hearing all night from both sides.
Williams looking to get shot here.
One out of these three.
And misses all three of the shots. The rebound is collected by Caswell. And he'll get it to Daly. Bellini open on the wing. Schmitz finds him, decides not to shoot, and instead pass the ball around the corner. Caswell, the three, Brandon Caswell, the tray.
So that one, definitely a dagger-like three there as Williams is fouled from John Bellini at about the midline. But Caswell has that tendency to hit those momentum-type threes. We saw him do it in the Westbury game to put the Vikings ahead in that one.
That was the first Westbury game, the one in Westbury.
Exactly, and he does it right there, putting down the Vikings ahead by 19 once again and kind of putting the Vikings back in the driver's seat in this game as they were kind of forfeiting almost a lot. They were forfeiting a lot of points as the ref's resetting here. So with 48 seconds to go here in the third, it's going to be Lanza to take it out from right near the East Meadow bench. Forler, excuse me. 23 and 21 kind of get confused in my head. So it'll be Forler there.
Yet Blakeman and Daly don't get confused in your head.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
They look like different. Forler and Lanza actually look pretty alike to me.
I guess the sole difference, there are two differences, I'd say. Lanza is a bit taller and has more blonde hair, while Forler is shorter, but brown hair.
So it'll be out on the Vikings there as Printney was dribbling down by the baseline. It'll be Forler inbounding to Mizro, who takes a three.
So Mizro, a nice shot from beyond the arc. 26 seconds remaining. Now 26. Daly.
Taking his time, the shot clock is off. Mizra on that three, he's up to 17 points now. Daly has 21.
Caslow dribbles left. Pass inside, it's Spear, he's fouled! And converts on the shot.
So with 7.4 seconds, the Vikings lead by 18. If Spear heads to the line, 56-38. Spear now 9 points on the night. And he's going to try to make it double digits with this one as Mark Daly coming out for Chris Bradbury. I don't think that is could be the last we see of Mark Daly in this game. I mean, it is an 18-point
I'm sure he'll come in again at some point in the fourth quarter. Spear makes the free throw.
So 7.4 to go. East Meadow going to try to get one more shot off here down 19.
It's Mizra guarded by Bradbury. Almost poked away, but with 1 second, Mizra chucking it up. And there's number five. The fifth air ball for Sultan Mizra.
Mizra, he has 17 points on the day, but on a lot of shots number 20 for the Jets. So at the end of three, it'll be 57-38. The Vikings lead over the Jets here at East Meadow High School. Mark Daly leads all scorers, with 22 points, not 21. Lewis Blakeman, also for the Vikings, has 15, and Ben Spear has 10. Three Vikings scores in double digits. For the Jets, they only have one score in double digits. That's Sultan Mizra with 17. Dean Lanza, next best scorer, along with Nilo Williams, they both have 6. So going into this final quarter, Vikings up by 19 right now, 8 minutes left to play, and hopefully holding on to this winning streak. But as we know, anything can happen, so need to be wary of a potential comeback by the Jets here. And I think Vikings will definitely focus on the defensive end, look for more second stringers to probably come in the game. Maybe Eng and John Levent see some time. Jacob Katz, two guys that have not seen the floor yet this game, who are currently on the active roster.
And I'm surprised Eng and John Levent hasn't came in so far. He, as you saw on senior night, put up 12 points. That's a career high for him this season. Or season high, maybe even a career high. I'm not 100% sure about that, but
I think it was a career high on varsity. For the Vikings, it'd be Caslow, Bradbury, Schmitz, Spear, and Daly.
Daly's back in. There you go.
So Daly is back in, so he'll have an opportunity to get those 9 points for his career high if he can get that far. 9 points in a quarter is decently tough to do.
But Daly then, you have to remember, did it in under 3 minutes.
Well, he did, but it's going to be tougher because he's probably coming out at some point this quarter. As East Meadow does start with the ball.
It's Prunty passing to Williams. Williams the three. And it's good.
And Williams up to 9 points on the day, so he's almost in double digits. So now Bradbury will assume the point guard duties for the Vikings. Hands it off to Daly.
Caslow back to Daly. Schmitz thought about it and said, gives it back to Daly, who finds Bradbury. Schmitz and Caslow. Caslow looking for his second of the game. That one short. Offensive rebound from Caslow himself. Fights for the ball. The jump ball will be called. Waiting for the call here.
And the possession hour is for the Vikings. So
a great hustle play by Brandon Caslow to get his own rebound. And, I mean, that's one of the things that we've said all year about Brandon Kaslow.
Anything you need from him, he's got you. And getting the rebound there, Schmitz gets it from Daly on the inbound.
A great hustler, puts everything on the court. Deflected away, kept alive by Bradbury. They're going to say it's backcourt violation. That was awfully close, but I agree with the call by the ref.
I do not agree with the call, Chris, and I'm a little closer to the midline here. I thought that Chris Bradbury did keep it in, kind of bunched his arm in to try to keep that ball, but, you know, refs could see better than me from up here, so I'll respect the call.
Well,
on the
floor. Was it the feet or the ball?
His feet were definitely not in the backcourt. The ball might have.
Well, nonetheless, spoiler, a three from Williams, and Williams is heating up.
Wow, he has 12 points right now, and don't look now, the Jets only trail by 13 here with 6:47 to go in the game.
Kaslow, pass to Daly. Daly, 4-3, no good, rebound from Mizra.
And now the Jets, only down 13, have an opportunity here to get back in this ball game. They're going to have to do it soon, though, so this is a opportune possession here.
Lanza the shot. Spear there to collect the rebound. And Coach Dooley with what looks to be a substitution. Schmitz's three, no good, but an offensive rebound. And it's Ben Spear from the left block. And we're going to see Blakeman, Bellini, and Sonicar come in to extend this lead. And I assume it will be a replace of Bradbury, Kaslow, and Schmitz. Three, Williams missed that one. Mizra takes one. That one was really deep. Rebound from Spear.
I don't understand the necessity to take that one from Mizra, but he takes a really long three. That was an NBA range shot as Daly almost turns it over, keeps possession, and gets a floater to go. Daly up to 24 points on the day.
Well, he's six away from his career high.
Tying that career
seven
high.
Seven away from making a new career high. Pass inside, Mizra, blocked by Schmitz. Daly pushing the pace, comes inside, left-hand layup, count it.
So 26 for Mark Daly. So 26, he's got 5 minutes to go and he needs 5 points to set a new career high. Coincidence? I don't think so.
A shot, that's air ball number six for Mizra.
And Mizra tried to do a little Marcus Page-esque shot there. If you remember the 2016
NCAA
championship, North Carolina at Villanova, Marcus Page made an insane three on a foul shot, on a foul, ended up getting the contact, but Mizra does not get it there as Prunty comes out of the game.
He's replaced by Wolf Magnum. Bounce pass to Sonicar. Bellini. Shot. And it's Spear from beyond the arc.
And Spear up to 15 on the day, and three Viking scorers have above 15 points.
Lanza inside, and you heard the smack from here. Lanza in some pain.
And Blakeman kind of have a little smug look on his face there. He knew he fouled him, and he can't deny it because everyone in this arena heard it. So it'll be Lanza going to the line, and Blakeman just chatting up with the ref, telling him, yeah, I kind of made that foul there.
But, not necessarily intentional, but...
Yeah, obviously, he's just going for the ball there, but...
And we're going to see Anton John Levent. He's going to come into the game. First shot for Lanza off the rim, and he will come in replace of Ben Spear.
So Ben Spear looks like his night is probably over with 4:45 to go in this game. Vikings lead by 22, 66-44. Lanza takes his second shot and makes it.
So it's Levent inbounding for Daly, who's once again five away from surpassing his career high. Levent to Sonnenklar. Levent, Daly, thought about the three, decided not to take it. But Daly, instead the jump shot, rebound from Lanza.
Took a little bit of an awkward jump shot there from inside the paint, tried a little fader, and could not get it.
Forler almost lost it. It's Sonnenklar stealing it away, and a jump ball is called. I thought Sonnenklar had all of it, but
it's going to be end up with
East Meadows possession.
Down by 19 now. Down by, 21. 4:18 to go, so almost halfway through this fourth quarter as Forler will bring it in from the left baseline, gets it in to Magnan.
Magnan loses it. Daly is on the break. Mark Daly, the layup, fouled and one, count it. Daly, however, is slow to get up.
Daly is holding his leg.
It looks to be all right. Wolf Magnin helps him up, and he will take the shot.
So Daly, two more points to add there. Up to 28 on the day, and Coach Julie not going to take any risks in what is a 23-point game, and that's probably spells the night. And unfortunately, if
this
Daly makes this, one point away from tying his career high, 2 points away
that's
from
only
breaking
one basket.
It's only one, and so unfortunate. But obviously, you don't want to lose this guy for a playoff matchup. This is individual score as he makes that one. So 29 for Daly, and he'll come out of the game. What a game for Mark Daly. Another great game for the Port Washington guard. And just halfway through this fourth quarter, he'll come out of the game and he'll take a seat. So definitely, I think, the right move by Coach Dooley.
I mean, the only thing we could hope for is a missed free throw. A forward takes a three, no good. A missed free throw, an offensive rebound, and a three from Daly to get it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then come out. Travel will be called against Bellini. Bradbury and Katz look to appear and check into the game. Blakeman will come out, and what's his career high? Is he short of it? Is he
I think Blakeman tied it tonight at 15. Or he did score 17 in the game. I'm not sure exactly. We'll have to check that after the game. But also very close to his career high as well. Unfortunately, he'll come out there. But again, in this now 24-point game, you really don't want to take any risks of injury when you got premier starters on the floor.
A three, no good from Prunty. Rebound from Ankenjohn Levent. Levent with a pass taken by Williams, who just lays it in. Nothing doing there.
Williams with the 14 points this game, and with the absence of Harry Nicholson, he's definitely stepped up as the number two man for the Jets.
Levent pass to Caslow. Caslow back to Levent. The right elbow pass to Katz inside. Katz loses possession. Stolen away by Lands on the block. Williams for three. No good. Rebound from Bradbury. Bradbury pushing the pace. Pass to Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar, 3-point land. Count it. Sonnenklar. The nice shot in 72 for the Vikes. Timeout taken by East Meadow.
So Harris Sonnenklar. Up to 6 points on the day, got two threes, and the Vikings lead 72-47, a 25-point lead right now with 2:53 to go. And Vikings will go into their huddle, so looks to be on the precipice of 10 straight wins here for the Vikings. What an accomplishment for this team as they head into the postseason.
And if we know anything from other Viking sports, as long as you get in the playoffs, it's a good sign. The Vikings male soccer team, they went to states. They rode the table after beating the number one seed Syosset and a top ranked seed in Farmingdale. The girls field hockey team, they rode the table as well, made it to the state. Excuse me, not the state. They made it to the
Nassau County Championship.
The county championship where they lost
to Massapequa in overtime, 1-0. So that was such a close game. So they almost won that matchup.
Every team wants to go hot. If you compare it to professional sports, you can look at the Los Angeles Kings of the 2012 Stanley Cup playoffs. They came in as the 8th seed, but were hot going into the playoffs and rode the table at the 8th seed to win the Stanley Cup.
So the Vikings will ride in, obviously, on fire, 10 straight games in a row.
Including beating Baldwin, who would have been undefeated.
The 7th-ranked team in the state, Baldwin Bruins, they beat them 37-36. On January the 19th, and this streak has just been legendary for the Vikings, and they do not want it to end as the entire East Meadow bench gets up, and they'll all look to check in now.
A shot from Mizra, really deep, and off. Bradbury for Caslow, and Schmitz. Inside pass, Caslow lost it, stolen by Forler, with 2:22 remaining. Lands the calling for it. Instead, Forler drives inside. The layup short. Rebound secured by Caswell after a miscommunication between Katz and Schmitz. Caswell passed it. Levent. Levent fouled by Prunty. And the substitution looks to be taking place.
And
as the East Meadow players, the seniors of Forler, Mizra, Prundy, and Lanza, get an ovation from the crowd, which will be their final appearance in high school basketball.
And, you know, no matter how you play, you got to give credit to these guys. They've dedicated a lot of their time to playing the sport at the high school level, which is obviously a very tough thing to do. And just congratulations on them on a great career.
Shot is good from Schmitz beyond the arc.
So Schmitz up to 5 points on the day as the clock ticks down inside 2 minutes.
Another shot that was no good. The shot was by Ryan Whitehurst. Levent. Caslow. Back to Levent. Looks and finds Schmitz. Schmitz to Caslow. Caslow drives. Back outside Levent. Levent is Schmitz. Cross court pass. It's Caslow. Caslow drives. Looks to find Bradbury on the wing. Bradbury gets it to Schmitz. Schmitz blocked, kept alive. It's a shot from Caswell. The jump shot from the baseline is good, and it's 77-47, a 30-point Viking lead with 107 remaining in this quarter. Ryan Whitehurst kept alive by Magnum. Shot taken off the backboard by Evan Haber.
And he was kind of pressured there by the fans. I don't know why they were telling him to take that shot. Maybe he hasn't scored, but pressure there as Bradbury goes in and gets his first 2 points of the game. So almost everyone on the Vikings roster has had points today except Engenjohn Levent and Jacob Kass.
And you know who we have not seen today and is not on the bench? It's Shadeep Singh as an airball Williams, but he's a senior and he's not here today. We saw him against in the Port game against East Meadow at home.
So
surprising not seeing here.
As now Vikings lead by 32, and they'll just dribble it out here with Engenjohn Levent. And the Port Washington Vikings 10 seconds to go on the clock. As just kind of playing around here. 5 seconds on the clock. It's the Port Washington Vikings 10 straight in a row. The shot clock expires. And the Vikings go into the playoffs with a record of 15-4, one of their best records in recent memory, and with 10 straight wins in a row. This is one of the best Vikings team we've seen in a very long time. So, as Chris said, the Vikings will be playing over February break. If you're in town to catch that game, they will be playing on Wednesday during break at 12 p.m. We will have WDOT coverage with Chris Fina. I will not be there. It will be Chris Schroyer on the color commentating there. But for the Vikings, they will have a home playoff game. They secured that. Don't know the opponent yet, but check at Port Vikings for the latest information on that in terms of playoffs. We do have another Port Vikings live coverage here tonight. We're going to Port Vikings playoff hockey starts at 9:45 p.m. on at Port Vikings, and we're going to have all that coverage there on the Instagram. Just to wrap up the stats of this game, Mark Daly led all scorers 29 points, 2 points away from that career high. So elusive. Unfortunately, had a little bit of an injury there. I think he's going to be okay. Looked to be okay at the end of the game. Just didn't want to risk anything. Lewis Blakeman at 15, and Ben Spear also at 15 for the East Meadow Jets. Sultan Mizra finished his high school career with 17 points, and Nilo Williams looks to be most likely the leading man for the Jets next year as he is a junior, and he finished with 14.
Well, that wraps up our broadcast here in WDOT Port Washington. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to catch our next broadcast. It'll be Chris Schroyer, as Adam will be away for that home playoff game. Once again, thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. For Chris Bina, Adam Jackman, thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.